Support for your public radio station comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle is a local community bank providing financial services to Western New York since 1869. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
It's now time for the WXXI Business Report. News Director Randy Gorman is here. And Randy, today we're starting off with news about a survey on office and industrial space.
Yes, Beth, the annual report on the commercial real estate market is out from the global firm CBRE, which also has a presence in Rochester. Angelo Knoll is managing director. He says, overall, as we get into 2019, the Rochester commercial real estate market is performing well with a significant amount of activity. He says the industrial vacancy rate is very low. That's an indication, he says, of a strong local economy. The vacancy rate for industrial companies in Rochester decreased last year to 6.8%. Knoll says the local office vacancy rate has been relatively low as well, both downtown and in the suburbs. What is called Class A space, that's the best office space, that was at just under 18% vacancy downtown. Suburban office space had a vacancy rate of about 10%. Knoll says that one factor that may help decrease the vacancy rate downtown is that since more people are living in downtown Rochester, some companies may want to move their offices there to be closer to their workers.
With people wanting to live in downtown, now some employers and some companies are wondering if they should consider locating downtown because that's where the employee base is. And with the low unemployment, everyone wants to attract and retain the best employees.
Another part of the local office market doing well, according to the CBRE report, is what is called flex space that can be used for a variety of purposes, including light manufacturing and offices. Kodak last week announcing some leadership changes and some other changes regarding the way they structure their divisions. The consumer and film division will become the brand film and imaging division. Unified Workflow Solutions, the software and solution division's largest business, will now become the Kodak software division. Todd Bigger has been named president of that new division. Among the other top-level changes, Roger Bird has been appointed general counsel and senior vice president. He succeeds Sharon Underberg, who's leaving Kodak to become general counsel of a publicly traded technology company. Underberg has been with Kodak for 29 years. A company that was spun off from Kodak some years ago, Kodak Alaris, announcing it has a new global strategic alliance with a company called NewGen Software Technologies. NewGen based in Delhi, India. The two companies say this alliance is expected to create new business opportunities. And Jeff Calkins, the longtime manager of the Blue Cross Arena, had to leave that job last summer when the city of Rochester brought in Pagula Sports and Entertainment to run the facility, but he's got a new job now. This one involves another local arena. Calkins named as general manager and vice president for business development for what is now called the Rock Dome that was previously called the Dome Arena. And Gannett saying today that its board has unanimously rejected an unsolicited proposal to be acquired by media company MNG Enterprises, also known as Digital First Media, saying that proposal undervalues the company and the board does not believe the offer is credible. Digital First, majority owned by New York hedge fund Alden Global Capital, operates daily and weekly publications, including the Denver Post and the Boston Herald. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gortman.